So last week we spoke about our Bible.
هفته پیش در مورد کتاب مقدس هم صحبت کردیم.
And today I want to continue that topic.
امروز میخوام در مورد این موضوع ادامه بدم و صحبت کنم.
Last week we looked at more at the spiritual side, why we believe that we have the word of God today. Now, I started with saying that first of all, I believe God's word because of what it says.
ایمان دارم به کلام خداوند به خاطر محتویات کلام.
Yeah, the word itself is the proof.
خود کلام رو ثابت می‌کنه.
Because the word of God has power.
چون کلام خداوند قدرت عوض کردن داره.
You read the Bible.
کلام رو می‌خونی؟
You'll know it's not from man. You know there's a ring of truth to it.
کلام انسانی نیست، بل تغییراتی تو زندگی ما.
Yeah, these were the same words that I trusted.
کلامی بود که من به شما داد که نجات پیدا کردم.
And of course, after that you were saved, you have the Holy Spirit.
بعد از اینکه نجات پیدا کردی، روح القدس درون توست.
Yeah, we'll confirms with your spirit that you are a child of God. Yeah. Last week we focused on internal proofs. What the Bible actually says about itself.
The
Bible says that the author of the Bible is God. Yes. People wrote it.
But
the Bible says holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. God gave them these words that were written down that we have in the Bible today. These are not man's ideas that we are reading. It's not something that just contains the word of God.
No,
it is the word of God. God spoke this word through men. And of course from that follows, if God has spoken those words, God who cannot lie,
با خداوند صحبت کرده.
It means that the Bible is also without error.
و کلام خداوند بدون عیب و ایراده.
Now what we also saw is that God promised in the Bible that he would preserve his word for every generation. God himself is involved in that, making sure that our forefathers had the Bible available to them, that we have it available to him.
Yeah,
not somewhere in the ballpark, but the actual word of God. The uncorrupted word of God. Today we can read the exact words that Isaiah spoke thousands of years ago.
Yeah,
God preserved those words for us. And we also look that we can have the word of God in our own language. Yeah, God is not a God of one language. He gave the Bible already in three languages. Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And of course, it can be, which were the relevant languages in those times. And it can be translated, as we also saw the Bible doing itself, into other languages. The languages that are relevant to us today.
Now,
these are all things that the Bible says about itself. And of course, we believe those things by faith. Yeah, if people question me on this topic, I'm not going to argue about other things. I'm going to point them to the Word of God, show them what it says about itself, because the Word of God has power.
کلام خداوند قدرت داره قادره.
Let God work in their hearts.
بذار که خداوند در قلب‌های هر کسی باشه.
When they read the truth.
وقتی حقیقت رو میخونن.
Now today,
امروز,
we will look from a different angle.
از یه زاویه دیگه میخوام نگاه کنم به موضوع.
I want to show you that the Bible is the word of God.
میخوام بهتون نشون بدم که کلام خداوند
کلام خداست. The Bible is reliable.
و کلام خداوند قابل اعتماده.
But I will approach it from a secular perspective, a logical perspective.
اما امروز منطقی و از لحاظ دنیوی نگاه میکنم.
We're going to look at external proofs.
به اون اثباتهای خارج از کلام خداوند نگاه میکنیم.
Yeah, like I said,
که ثابت کنیم.
I won't use those to argue with people.
من از این اثبات ها استفاده نمی کنم برای بحث کردن مردم.
Even though they are good arguments.
با اینکه بحث های جالب و دقیقی هست.
My goal is not to argue with people. My goal is to get people saved.
اما هدف من بحث کردن و برنده شدن بحث نیست، بلکه نجات بنده است.
I don't want to win a debate. I want
people
to get
saved. من نمیخوام با دیبیت کردن
و بحث کردن from the word of God today.
با یه نفر رو زیر منگنه بذارم.
I think it's good for us.
کلام خداوند رو بذارم.
Yeah, to understand this as well.
امروز خوبه که ما هم درک کنیم.
Also from a secular perspective.
که از دیدگاه جسمانی
the Bible is An amazing book, and the Bible is the word of God. It will strengthen your faith in the words you have today. Now, here's the first thing I need you to realize.
The Bible
is a collection of reliable, ancient documents.
از کلام‌های قدیمی، کتاب‌های عتیقه و چیزهای عتیقه است که دور هم جمع شده.
Go to 2 Peter 1:16.
پتروس 1:16.
2 Peter 1:16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitness of his majesty.
زیرا که در پی افسانه‌های جعلی نرفتیم چون از قدرت آمدن خداوند ما عیسی مسیح شما را اعلام دادیم بلکه کبریایی او را دیده بودیم.
Yeah, so Peter says here we have not followed made up stories.
افسانه نیست، داستان نساختیم.
Yeah, we didn't follow something that somebody came up with.
یه نفر گفته ما ندیدیم اشتریم اعلام می‌کنیم.
And started sharing around to trick people.
که بریم در حقیقت به اون افسانه‌ها و خرافات مردم رو گول بزنیم.
Yeah, Peter's telling those believers he's speaking to.
به اون ایماندارایی که دارم صحبت می‌کنم.
Now, you don't believe in some story, you believe in a collection of historical and ancient documents. And these are reliable ancient documents. Now listen to what Jesus says in Luke 24:44. And he said unto them, these are the words that I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which are written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the psalms concerning me.
و به ایشان گفت همین از سخنانی که وقتی با شما بودم گفتم چانچه در تورات موسی و صحف انبیا و مزامیر درباره من مکتوب است باید به انجام برسد.
Yeah, so here Jesus is talking. He's pointing back to the Old Testament. He's giving these different categories of books that are in the Old Testament.
Hey,
you have the books of the law. Yeah, they talk about me. Jesus is saying. Oh, you have all these prophets. Oh, they spoke about me. And you have the Psalms.
There
are many of them written by David.
These Psalms. همین written are me, نوشته شد در مورد من.
So we have different people
کسای متفاوت رو داریم.
Yeah, speaking the word of God.
کلام خداوند رو در نسل‌های متفاوت.
And then it was written down.
و هر کی گفت نوشته
yeah,
شد.
The Bible is a collection
کلام
of ancient documents that are written down over time.
آوری شده از دستنویس‌هایی است که در کل تاریخ جمع شده به وسیله نبی‌ها.
Of course what we have
چیزی که تو دستمون
داریم is not the original
اون کتاب عتیقه نیست.
What we have is copies.
اونایی که ما داریم کپی شده از اون
Because physical documents don't survive long over time.
چون کاغذی که نوشته میشه بعد از یه مدتی میپوسه از بین میره.
Of course, from a spiritual perspective, we believe that God is making sure that we have it for every generation.
ایمان داریم که در هر نسل نگه داشته شده، کپی شده و به دستای ما رسیده.
Now we just saw Jesus himself is referring to the Old Testament.
به عهد عتیقی که چندین سال قبلش نوشته شده بود.
He is apparently believing at that time that he had the Old Testament scriptures.
But
we're looking at this from a secular point of view now.
اما امروز از دیدگاه دنیا نگاه می‌کنیم به کلاممون.
Yeah. So let's look at this from that point of view.
ببینیم چی.
Now interesting, the debate in regards to the reliability of the Bible is mostly focused on the New Testament. And that's because, for the Old Testament, it is known how the Jews were copying the Old Testament scriptures.
چه جوری کلام خداوند کپی شد؟
در یه very strict process.
و در حقیقت وظیفه‌ای بود که یهودیا داشتن و هر سال کپی می‌کردن و با یک سیستماتیک وار نگاش.
And I'll give you some of those rules they had.
یه سری از قانونایی که عهد عتیق یهودیا داشتن در اون زمان.
When they were writing down the words that they were copying, they had to speak them out.
کلامی رو که می‌نوشتن بعد با صدای بلندم می‌خوندنش.
They had to review in a certain amount of within a certain amount of time did what I had copied.
چیزی رو که کپی کردم بعد از یه مدتی یه نفر دیگه میخوندش که مطمئن شه همونی بوده.
And if they had to make corrections in what they had copied.
اگر چیزی رو که کپی کرده بودن باید تصحیح می‌کردن.
In more than 3 pages.
توی سه تا فصل.
The whole manuscript would be disregarded.
اگر
توی سه صفحه start over again.
سه تا غلط پیدا می‌کردن کلش رو پاره می‌کردن و دوباره از اول.
The letters and the words were counted.
کلمه ها کلمه به کلمه شمرده میشد، علامت ها کلمه به اندازه شمرده میشد.
If letters would touch each other,
اگر یک کلمه بدخطی به خاطر بدخطی به هم میچسبید،
the document would be rejected.
کل کلام پاک میشد، باطل میشد و قابل قبول نبود.
And documents had to be kept in specific places.
و هر چیزی were... قابل قبول میشد توی یه مکان مخصوص نگهداری میشد که
در این whole process
کل کلام خداوند انجام میدادن که مطمئنشن که یک مقاله خدای کلام خداوند درست کپی شده باشه.
Possible.
غلطی توش نباشه.
Had to make sure that they didn't have mistakes.
یعنی از لحاظ انسانی که اونجایی که میتونستن جلوی غلطاشون رو بگرفتن میگرفتن.
And the process was proven effective.
و اون پروسه عملی شد.
Because even after Jesus came, they kept copying the Old Testament.
بعد از اینکه عیسی مسیح اومد، باز هم کتاب مقدس رو کپی کردن.
And thousands years further on.
هزار سال بعدش.
Yeah, they compared it with other documents they had found.
با مقاله‌های دیگه‌ای که پیدا کردن مقایسه کردن.
And that process was very, very accurately.
و ثابت شد بهشون که کل این پروسه دقیق بوده.
And now again, we're looking from this at a secular perspective. That's what I believe it's correct.
نگاه می‌کنیم طبق جسمانی چجوری نگرش داشتن، نمیگیم خداوند چجوری رو نگرش داشتن.
When a person looks at this,
وقتی یک انسانی
نگاه کنه just a piece of literature, just as a book,
به عنوان یک کتاب، به عنوان یک مقاله که قدیمی نگه داشته شده، همشون ثابت میکنه بهشون که عهد عتیق تغییری نکرده.
Yeah, like I said, most people agree, oh, the Old Testament, oh, that's good.
عهد عتیق اوکیه، چون این همه سال این قانون وجود داشت.
Because of this rigorous process that the Jews had in copying.
یهودیایی که انقدر قانون داشتن برای کپی کردن عهد عتیق.
The discussion is about the New Testament.
تمام بحث‌ها و جدل‌ها در مورد عهد جدید عهد عتیق.
Is the New Testament reliable?
آیا عهد جدید از لحاظ دنیوی قابل اعتماد یا قابل اعتماد
نیست؟ At this point in time,
در حال حاضر
2024,
در سال 2024,
we have about 6,000 manuscripts or portions of manuscripts.
6,000 تا کپی قدیمی در دستمون داریم.
Of the New Testament.
از عهد جدید.
You could actually go to places.
میتونیم بریم تو دنیا نگاهشون کنیم.
Look at them.
و اونها رو مقایسه کنیم.
Now your Bible.
کتاب مقدسی که دست
شماست. Was translated.
ترجمه شد.
From manuscripts.
از اون نسخه های قدیمی.
Yeah, that at this point in time we still have 6,000 of them.
در حال حاضر الان 6,000 تا کپی
yeah,
از اونها وجود داره.
They're not the originals.
اصل نبوده.
Because they have deteriorated away.
چون تو سالها به خاطر
yeah, the letter
that کاغذ پوسیده.
The letter that Paul wrote and signed with his own handwriting.
اون
it doesn't exist anymore.
پولس نوشت و با دست خودش امضا کرد. اون نامه امروز تو دست
yeah,
ما
نیست. People sometimes say, "Oh, you need to go back to the originals."
بعضی میگن برگردیم به اصلش.
Now,
اونو هیچ کس نداره.
You can't.
نمیتونی برگردی.
Nobody has a closet somewhere where his originals
are
laying.
که نامه پولس در حقیقت اونجا تا شده نگه داشته شده.
But what happened from the beginning was they were copied.
اما از گذشته اتفاقی که افتاد از همون روز اول کپیش کردن.
Those copies we have 6,000.
کپی ها 6,000 تاش امروز وجود داره.
Copies or portion copies of the New Testament left.
6,000 تا از کپی های عهد جدید در دست ما.
Now some of them are dating as far back as 100 AD and 120 AD.
بعضیاشون برمیگرده به سال 100 سال بعد از تولد عیسی مسیح یا 120 سال بعد از تولد مسیح.
Now when was the old was when was the New Testament finished completed?
کل عهد جدید چه زمانی آخرین کتابش نوشته شد؟
Now, we don't know exactly.
دقیقاً نمیدونیم اما
it'll range somewhere between 70 AD and 100 AD.
70 سال بعد از تولد مسیح و 100 سال بعد از تولد مسیح تکمیل yeah. شدن عهد جدید.
So we actually have physical manuscripts.
در حقیقت الان ما نسخه هایی رو در دستمون داریم که برمیگرده خیلی نزدیک
to when the originals were finished.
اون زمانی که آخرین دستخط ها نوشته شد و انتشار شد.
Yeah, a gap of 30 to 50 years.
بین 30 تا 50 سال اختلاف وجود داره بین اون نسخه که در دست
yeah.
ماست و نسخه
after,
اولی که نوشته شده.
Paul was penning things down, after Peter was penning things down, or John and Luke, etc.
وقتی یوحنا و لوقا داشته می نوشته و همه اینا به دست نویسشون بوده 30 تا 50 سال بعدش کپی شده.
Now, why are these things significant?
چرا مهمه بدون این اختلافش 30 تا 50 ساله؟
Now, that's because according to a worldly standard
چون طبق استاندارد دنیوی
Yeah, that's considered reliable.
تاریخ شناسی ها میگن اون قابل اعتماده.
Now, let me give you an example to show you how reliable this is.
قابل اعتماده.
Yeah. Let's start with Aristotle.
Aristotelus رو نگاه کنید.
There's this thing which is Aristotle's Poetics.
نوشته‌های ارسطو و شعرهای ارسطو.
Yeah, which is the earliest surviving work of Greek dramatic theory.
یکی از قدیمی‌ترین کتاب‌های قدیمی یونانی داره.
This was written 335 BC.
3 سال قبل
before Christ.
مسیح.
335
سال قبل از عیسی مسیح.
So this means that this document
یعنی
yeah, was written 2,300 years ago.
2000 سال و 2330 سال پیش نوشته شده بوده کتاب ارسطو.
Yeah. And today we have
امروز
5 of them.
5 تا از
5 manuscripts.
5 تا
not the originals.
کتاب ارسطو دست ما هست. نه اصلش.
We have copies.
کپی از اشعار ارسطو در دستای ماست.
Yeah. And the oldest manuscript we have from this of those 5.
قدیمی‌ترین 5 کتابی که از کتاب نوشته شده ارسطو در دستای ماست.
1400 years after the original.
1400 سال بعد از اصل ارسطو کپی شده.
So 900 years ago.
دقیقاً 900 سال پیش. از آخرین کتاب ارسطو در دست ما.
By the world standard.
طبق استاندارد دنیا.
Aristotle's Poetics.
شعرهای ارسطو.
Is a reliable ancient document.
شعرهای ارسطو و اون تاریخدان اعلام میکنه که این کتاب تاریخی اصله.
Why would you call this a reliable document?
چرا میگین کتاب اصل و مال ارسطو بوده؟
Oh, they will say, we have 5 manuscripts.
5 تا کپی ازش هست.
And the earliest one. It's just 1400 years after the original.
1400
years after the original.
اصلی که در دستمون هست 1400 سال بعد از اصلش.
That's pretty good for an old document.
خوبه برای یه چیز عتیقه که بهمون ثابت بشه که عتیق بوده.
Here's another document.
یه کتاب دیگه که نمونهش هست که اعلام میکنن که واقعیه.
Julius Caesar's Gallic Wars.
جنگ سزار و جنگ گالیکی.
Yeah, which basically is an historical account written by Julius Caesar.
در حقیقت تاریخ نویسی جولیاک سیزر در حقیقت در رومیا ارتش روم بوده
against the Gaelic people
که ضد گیلیکی اسکاندینی نوشته شده
somewhere between 58 and 50 BC
58
between 58 and 50 BC before Christ
بین 50 تا 58 سال قبل از مسیح نوشته
شده. So that means these documents are written 2017 years ago.
در حقیقت 2070 سال پیش این کلام.
Today we have 10 manuscripts.
هنوز 10 تا از این تاریخ نویسا وجود داره. 10 تاش.
And the oldest one we have.
قدیمی ترین
از اون تاریخ 1000 years after the original.
1000 سال بعد از اصلش در حقیقت.
Of course, the second reasoning, this is a reliable document.
تاریخ دانان این کتاب رو اصل میدونن با اینکه اولین کپیش 1000 ساله.
Here's another one. Homer's Iliad.
Homer's Iliad.
A Greek poem.
یک شاعر هومرس یکی از شاعرای یونانی.
Very famous.
خیلی معروفه.
Yeah, this was written 762 before Christ.
762 سال قبل از تولد مسیح نوشته شده.
That is 2700
سال پیش این کتاب در حقیقت قدیمیه.
Now, today there are actually 643 manuscripts available.
643 تا از کتابش
وجود داره. That's a pretty good number.
خیلی خوبه.
Yeah, the earliest manuscript
آخرین قدیمی ترین شعری که در دست هومرس هست کپی که در دست هومرس هست
more than 1800 years after the original.
بعد از 1800 سال نوشته شده اولین شعر هومرس
by secular standards this is considered very reliable.
این کتاب عتیق است و واقعیه.
Let's compare that with the Bible.
بیایم مقایسه کنیم این شماره ها رو با کتاب مقدس.
How many manuscripts do we have for the Bible?
چند تا کپی از کتاب مقدس
داریم؟ Almost 2000 years old.
2000 سالشه و چند تا کپی اصلش؟
6000.
قدیمی وجود داره. 6000 تا کپی قدیمی.
And the earliest copies that we have.
قدیمی ترین کپی که در دست ما هست.
They were dated 50 years after the original.
50 سال بعد از نوشته شدن اولین اصلش در حقیقت.
So our New Testament.
عهد جدید ما.
By any secular standard.
با همه استاندارد های دنیوی
is a reliable ancient document.
قابل قبول ترین کتاب تاریخی.
In fact, there is actually no other document in existence.
هیچ کتابی تو دنیا وجود نداره که اینقدر عتیقه به نظر برسه. Yeah. و صادق رسمی
ancient document
باشه.
That even comes close to this.
یه هیچ کتاب قدیمی و عتیقه‌ای وجود نداره که به این نزدیکی و به این دقیقی وجود داشته باشه.
Yeah, the best way to look at was like one tenth of the manuscripts.
کتابی که تو دنیا وجود داره از لحاظ تاریخ یک دهم کپی هاش وجود داره و فاصله اش هم
And all we have was 1800 years after it was originally written.
قدیمی ترینی که داریم 1800 سال بعد از اصلش
تحقیق شده. Not 30 or 50 like the Bible.
نه 30 سال 50 سال مثل کتاب مقدس.
Now if you want to make the claim that the New Testament is not reliable.
اگر می‌خوای اقرار کنی که کتاب مقدس واقعی نیست.
Then
قابل اعتماد نیست.
There are no reliable documents.
پس تو دنیا هیچ
کتابی قابل اعتماد نیست.
در حقیقت هر چه کتاب قدیمی تو دنیا وجود داره رو باید رد کنی. چون هیچ کدومش راست نیست.
The Bible is the most reliable of the ancient documents.
چون عتیق‌ترین و صادق‌ترین تاریخی که در دنیا وجود داره کتاب مقدسه.
Yeah. So the Bible is a book.
کتاب مقدس کتابی است.
Yeah. It's a collection of reliable ancient documents.
در حقیقت از کل کتاب مقدس که قابل
قبول yeah, yes we believe that because
بله,
of spiritual reason because
of
God's word
روحانی, که در
حقیقت even from a secular perspective
حتی از دیدگاه دنیوی بخوام نگاش کنیم تاریخی
it's actually the most reliable
و تاریخ شناسنامه به عنوان عتیق ترین و قابل اعتماد ترین کلامه ای که اصل قبولش دارن
it's not only reliable as some kind of story that was sometime
نه تنها قابل قبول به عنوان تاریخی که نوشته شد اتفاقی که افتاد
historically accurate
از لحاظ تاریخی هم دقیقه یعنی با تاریخ قابل مقایسه است یکیه
Now the Bible is a collection of reliable ancient and historic documents
جمع آوری شده از نامه ها و مدارکی است که قابل قبول از لحاظ تاریخی تاریخ اصله
What do I mean with that
منظورم چی از این جمله
That's what it says about history.
چیزی که کلام خداوند در مورد تاریخ میگه.
Lines up with what we know about history.
برمیگرده به اون چیزی که ما در مورد تاریخ میدونیم.
Now, of course, if an historical source would say something else than what the Bible would say.
اگر یه چیز تاریخدان حرف دیگه ای رو ضد کلام خداوند بزنه.
I would always reject the historical source.
همیشه اون کسی رو که تاریخدان گفته رو اول رد می‌کنم.
Because I already know that it is God's word, that it's true, and it doesn't contain errors.
صادقه و هیچ ایرادی درونش نیست.
But I believe it by faith.
اما با ایمان این قدم رو
برمی‌دارم. But it also turns out that the Bible
اما جالبیش اینه که کتاب مقدس
line up with known history.
با کل تاریخ‌دان‌ها یکیه.
And it's proven right over and over again.
از لحاظ تاریخ‌دان‌های این دنیا تاریخ‌شناسان بارها و بارها ثابت شده که همین اتفاقی افتاده.
Yeah, it's history having to catch up with the Bible.
و زمانی بوده که تاریخ‌دانان قدیمی بودن و آخر سر به کلام خداوند رسیدن و ثابت کردن.
Yeah, when we learn more new information.
هرچه بیشتر اطلاعات بیشتری در مورد تاریخ پیدا می‌کنیم، اطلاعات کلام خداوند بیشتر ثابت می‌شه.
Yeah,
مثال براتون بزنم.
Yeah, for a long time.
برای مدت خیلی زیادی داشتن کسایی که ضد کلام خداوند حرف می‌زدن yeah. میگفتن
They would say, "Oh, that the Bible is wrong about the Hittites."
در مورد هیتایتس.
Yeah, which are described in the Bible.
در کتاب مقدس یه قومی هست نام برده شده اشتباه کرده در موردش.
Yeah. There's no evidence of those people existing.
اون گروه اصلا وجود ندارن تو هیچ جایی دیده نمیشه تو تاریخ.
There must be some mythical group that the Bible talks about, but not real. They made up.
این قوم اصلا وجود نداشته. این قوم علکیه کلام خدا.
And they would say, your Bible is not true because it mentions this
group. کلام خدا درست نیست چون نام اینا رو برده شده همچین قومی وجود نداره بین ما.
And we don't have any proof that they existed or that they were the people the Bible describes them to be.
کلام خداوند آیا نسل اصلا داشتیم تو دنیا نبوده.
Yeah, they will say, oh, your Bible
کلام خداوند این نام
is a cunningly devised fable.
در حقیقت یک افسانه ذهنی اون زمان بوده.
But then, archaeological findings vindicated the Bible.
گشتن از اون چیزهای قدیمی که در خاک ها پیدا کردن ثابت شد که کلام خداوند
yeah, listen to this.
نگاه کنیم ببین چه اتفاقی
yeah.
افتاد.
As the discoveries in the second half of the 19th century revealed the scale of the Hittite kingdom
در چیزهایی که پیدا کردن در قرن 19 هم در حقیقت ثابت شد که هیتایت ها وجود داشتن
yeah. Archibald Sykes, no idea what it is, asserted that rather than being compared to Judah, the Anatolian civilization
با اونها در مقایسه با یهودای یهودا اون قومی که در حقیقت چیز فرهنگ داشتن
yeah, was worthy of comparison to the divided kingdom of Egypt
و قابل مقایسه بودن با در حقیقت دولت مصر در اون زمان
and was infinitely more powerful than that of Judah
در اون زمان از یهودا یهودیا قوی تر بودن
yeah, so they did find proof that the Hittites
ثابت
exist,
کردن که هیدیا وجود
and
داشته
they actually were
و در
حقیقت
سلطنتشون وجود داشته و کاخاشون پیدا شده
that's what we find in the Bible
و در کتاب مقدس پیدا کرده بودیم که قبلا وجود داشته و قرن 19 هم تازه کشف شد.
A little later in the 19th century.
یه مقدار بعدتر از قرن 19 هم، اواسط قرن 19 هم،
هزاران
در حقیقت کتابچه و دستنویسای
proving the Bible was right.
ثابت کردن و سنگ‌هایی رو پیدا کردن که رو سنگ کنده شده بود.
Putting the Hittites where the Bible puts them.
در حقیقت هیتایس‌ها رو در همون منطقه‌ای که کتاب مقدس اعلام کرده بودن ثابت
می‌کنه. In the time period that the Bible puts them.
در اون زمانی که کتاب مقدس گفته بودن وجود دارن.
And being like the Bible described them.
همونجوری که کتاب مقدس گفته بود هستن پس بودن.
Yeah, the Bible is not a cunningly devised fable.
کتاب مقدس افسانه نیست، تاریخه.
It was history that had to be catching up with the truth.
نوشته شده بود، فقط تاریخمون عقب بود چون درست ننوشته بودن تا حقیقت بهشون ثابت شه. کلام خداوند از لحاظ تاریخی قابل اعتماد و ثابت شده قابل اعتماد.
Let me give you another example.
یه مثال دیگه ای از کتاب مقدس رو بهتون بزنم که تاریخ دانان ثابت کردن وجود داره. یکی از مشکلاتی که داشتن از کتاب دانیال بود.
And specifically in regards to the Babylonian Empire.
مخصوصاً سلطنت بابل.
Now we have the story in the Bible.
کتاب مقدس رو داریم که
نوشته شده که the Babylonian Empire
بابلی‌ها اون زمان
was taken over by you guys.
که شماها پیروز شدید.
The Medes and Persians.
مادها و پارس‌ها در حقیقت بابل‌ها رو گرفتن.
It's the story of the writing on the wall.
نوشتن
Now let's read it for a moment.
بخونیم اون داستان کتاب مقدس.
Daniel chapter 5.
دانیال فصل 5 فصل 4 آیه 24 تا 30.
And this is happening during a guy named Belshazzar.
و در زمان بلشازار در بابل
who's in power.
که در قدرت بابل‌ها بوده در
زمان. Read verses 24 to 31.
24 تا 31.
Daniel 5.
دانیال 5 24 تا 31 رو بخون.
Then was a part of the hand sent from him and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God had numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Then Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck. And made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. In that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain. And Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old.
Sasidas as huzur o ferestade shod va in nevishte maktub gardi. Nevishte in ast Mene, Mene, Tekel va Persin. Va tafsir ham chenin ast Mene. خدا روزهای سلطنت تو را برشمرد و آن را به پایان رسانده است. ثقل در ترازو وزن شده و ناقص یافت شده. پرس پادشاهی تو تقسیم گشته و به مادها و پارسها داده شده است. آنگاه به فرمان بلشستر دانیال را به جامعه ارغوان پوشانیدند و طوق زرین برگردنش نهاده ندا در دادند که او در مملکت حاکم سوم است. همان شب بلشتر پادشاه کلدانیان کشته شد و داریوش مادی که نزدیک به 62 سال داشت به حکومت رسید.
Now, what was the argument?
بحث اون زمان چی بود در مورد؟
Now, till a certain point in time,
تا یه زمانی میگفتن
there was no historical record available
هیچ تاریخی وجود نداشت که ثابت کنه
that indicated
اعلام کنه
a Belshazzar
بلشزر
and it also indicated that another king
و اعلام کنه
Nebanias,
پادشاه بیگه به نام
Nebanias was the last king of the Babylonian Empire.
پادشاه سلطنت بابل باشه.
Yeah. Outside biblical sources
قبل از نوشته شده
or later sources they couldn't even find the name Belshazzar.
بلشزر پیدا نمیشد که اسمش.
Now the Bible says
کتاب مقدس میگه
Belshazzar was killed on the day that Babylon was taken over by the Medes and Persians.
و مادها و پارسها پیروز شد.
And Belshazzar wasn't power, he was a ruler.
قدرت بود، سلطنت داشت در اون زمان و در اون روزی که ماتا و پارسا گرفتن کشته
شد. So their conclusion was, oh, the Bible is not is wrong. It's not accurate. It contains errors.
وجود نداره، پس غلط وجود داره. همچین اسمی رو ما نداشتیم.
That was only until archaeological discoveries proved that
Belshazzar
did exist
وجود داشت.
And indeed did rule Babylon.
و پادشاه بابل بوده قبل از اینکه ماتا و پارسا بگیرن.
1854 cylinders were found
54 در حقیقت سیلندرهای
پیدا شد. Four cylinders were found
چیزایی که پیدا شده بود خاکی
which had we had prayers of Nabonidus on them to the moon god
نبونازار برای خدای ستاره بود
of course were pagans
در حقیقت بود پرست بودن ماه و ستاره رو میپرستیدن.
And his prayer
و دعای
was
اون
on behalf of Belshazzar
به جای صحبت کردن بلشازار بوده
which was the first son of Nebuchadnezzar
پسر نبوناظر بوده در حقیقت در اون دعاها نوشته شده.
Now, then a little later in 1882
در سال 1882 and
translation from another text
از یه زیرخاکی دیگه پیدا شد و ثابت شد که نبوناظر
an absent king. He wasn't there.
یکی از پادشاه‌های غایب بوده. اصلا
he left away from Babylon.
از بابل دور زندگی می‌کرده و از دور هر کاری دلش
می‌خواست می‌کرده. Guess who was in charge of ruling Babylon?
کی بابلون رو اون زمان سلطنت می‌کرده وقتی اون غایب بوده؟
Belshazzar.
Belshazzar.
Yeah, he was the ruler at that point.
Belshazzar کسی بوده که سلطنت دوم رو می‌کرده وقتی
اون غایب بوده. When Babylon was taken, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't there.
نبوناظر خودش در شهر بابل نبود.
Yeah, so Belshazzar did exist as the ruler of Babylon. سلطنت
می‌کرده در بابل چون پادشاهش غایب بوده.
And at the time of the capture of Babylon by the Medes and Persians, he was the ruler.
مادها و فارس ها او رو گرفتن در حقیقت رهبر اون منطقه بوده.
We see that history is catching up with the Bible. می‌بینیم
که تاریخ‌دان‌ها با کتاب مقدس داره یکی میشه.
Because the Bible is accurate.
چون کتاب مقدس واقعی است.
And even these findings shine an interesting light on Daniel 5.
و همه اینها یه حقیقتی رو جالبی رو در دانیال فصل 5 بهمون نشون میده.
Read for 7. Daniel 5 for 7. The king cried aloud to bring in the astrologers, the Chaldeans, and the soothsayers, and the king spake and said to the wise men of Babylon, whosoever shall read this writing and just shew me the interpretation thereof shall be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom.
پادشاه با آواز بلند ندا در داد که افسونگران و کلدانیان و طالبینان را بیاورند. پادشاه حکیمان بابل را خطاب کرده گفت هر که این نوشته را بخواند و تفسیرش را برایم بیان کند جامعه ارغوان بر تنش خواهم کرد و طوق زرین بر گردنش خواهند نهاد و حاکم سوم در مملکت خواهد.
Now it's interesting that the reward
پاداشی که داشتن
it's a third position in the kingdom.
سومین حاکم بوده در
why not the second one?
چرا دومی نبوده سومی بوده؟
I can give you a good reason why it's not the second one.
دلیلش رو بهتون میگم چرا سومی نبوده.
Because Nebuchadnezzar, the father of Belshazzar, was number one.
پادشاه بلشازار پادشاه اول بوده که قبلا
came his elder son.
و پسر بزرگش مثلا Belshazzar که بلشازار بوده. دومین پادشاه
قدرت داشته.
و سومین قدرتی که اون دولت داشته کی بوده؟ و حقیقت سومین جا بوده که تنش
بود. People in the past scoffed the Bible.
کتاب مقدس در قدیما میگفتن که کتاب مقدس واقعی نیست چون اون موقع پادشاه بلشازر بوده.
Oh, the Hittites never existed.
Hittites اصلا وجود نداشت.
And then proof was found that it did exist.
ثابت میشه بهشون که بعدا وجود داشت.
And that they actually lined up with how the Bible describes them.
مقدس اونجوری که نوشته تاریخ ثابتش کرد اتفاق افتاده و دقیقاً قدم به قدم به جزئیات کلام دقیق بوده.
Oh, the book of Daniel has mistakes.
کتاب دانیال ایراد داره. تاریخ غلطیه. بلشازاری وجود نداشته.
Yeah, till it was found that he did exist.
پیدا شد که پسر بزرگ پادشاه
بوده. And that he actually was the active ruler.
و واقعا کسی بوده که واقعا داشت رهبری میکرده اون دولت رو وقتی بابلی ها مادها و پارس ها بابل رو گرفتن.
Just as the Bible said all along.
همونطور که کتاب مقدس قبلا گفته بود هیچ فرقی نکرده.
And there are many more examples I could
give. خیلی مثال های دیگه هست که میتونم بهتون بدم.
Every single time it turns out the Bible is right.
کلام خداوند وجود
داشته. Now of course as Bible believing Christians that doesn't surprise us.
اما به عنوان کسایی که اعتقاد داریم
کلام خداوند it is the truth.
ما رو واسه تعجبمون نمیشه چون میدونیم واقعیت خداونده. چون خداوند اون کلام رو نگه داشته در
even from a secular perspective.
اما حتی از دیدگاه دنیوی
historically
از لحاظ تاریخی تاریخ‌دانان ثابت شد که کتاب مقدس دقیق بوده و در حقیقت قابل اعتماده.
The Bible is a collection of reliable ancient and historical documents.
تاریخ‌دان ها هم تاریخی هستن، تاریخی دنیا هستن و از لحاظ کتاب مقدس هم جمع شده.
They were written down by eyewitnesses.
و با اونایی که شاهد اون زمان بودن تاریخ رو نوشتن. برگردیم پتروس 1:16 رو بخونیم.
For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
زیرا که در پی افسانه‌های جعلی نرفتیم چون از قدرت و آمدن خداوند ما عیسی مسیح شما را اعلام دادیم بلکه سزایی او را دیده بود.
The Bible is not a fable. Yeah, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. That's something that's made by men. No, it's a collection of ancient historical documents by any standard. And it's given to us, it's written down by us, by people who were eyewitnesses. Peter says, we were eyewitnesses of what happened. Go to Luke 1. Luke 1. And read verse 1 for now and stay there. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us.
از آن جهت که بسیاری دست خود را دراز کردند به سوی تعلیف حکایت آن اموری که نزد ما به اتمام رسید.
Yeah, so Luke is saying here, there's a lot of people who've taken it upon themselves to start writing down all the things that happened in regards to Jesus. Yeah, read verse 2. Even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word.
چنانکه آنانی که از ابتدا نظارگان و خادمان کلام بودند به ما رسانیده.
So what Luke is going to give us,
چیزی که لوقا به ما
میده. What Luke is going to write down in his documents,
چیزی که لوقا در نامش مینویسه.
Yeah, is based on eyewitness accounts.
شاهدانی بوده که دیده، چیزایی که دیده با چشم.
People who had been with Jesus.
کسایی که حرفاشون رو شنیدن.
People who had seen the resurrected of Christ.
عیسی زنده، عیسی رو که دوباره زنده شده با چشمان خودشون.
It was 3 and 4.
آیه 3 و 4.
It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write in the thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed.
من نیز مصلحت چنان دیدم که همه را از ابتدا به دقت در پی رفته به ترتیب به تو بنویسم میکی و خودس عزیز تا درستی آن کلامی را که در آن تعلیم یافته ای دریابی.
Now, to what end did Luke write them down? So we could know with certainty what actually happened. This is directly from the eyewitnesses. Peter said, we were eyewitnesses. Now, of course, I believe things by faith. I believe on God by faith. Yeah, the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he had come unto God must believe that he is, that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith we believe, but it's not blind faith. We've been given eyewitnesses. We have the Gospel of Luke, which is reliable. We have the Gospel of John, which is reliable. We have the letters of Paul. We got many eyewitnesses who wrote things down for us. Go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 and read verses 1 to 8. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present. But some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time.
الان هی برادران شما را از انجیلی که به شما بشارت دادم اعلام می نمایم که آن را هم پذیرفتید و هم در آن استوار می باشید و به وسیله آن نیز نجات می یابید به شرطی که آن کلامی را که به شما دادم محکم نگاه دارید مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آوردید زیرا که اول به شما سپردم آنچه نیز دریافت کردم که مسیح بر حسب کتب در راه گناهان ما مرد و اینکه مدفون شد و روز سوم برخاست بر حسب کتب برخاست و اینکه به کیفا ظاهر شد و بعد از آن به آن 12 و پس از آن به بیش از 500 برادران یک بار ظاهر شد و بیشتر از ایشان تا امروز باقی هستند اما بعضی خوابیدند از آن پس به یعقوب ظاهر شد و بعد به همه رسولان و همه و آخر همه بر من مثل نوزادی
Yeah, so what is Paul basically saying here? He's saying, our message is true. Yeah, we are eyewitnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if you don't believe my words, you can go talk with one of the many witnesses that saw the death, resurrection, burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah, the Bible is documented by eyewitnesses.
Now,
some might think, an eyewitness can lie. Yeah, in a court, you can have a false witness. How do we know if he or she tells the truth? For sure. Now, it turns out that eyewitness accounts are extremely accurate and reliable under certain conditions. Now, what conditions? And the first one is the number of witnesses. The more witnesses, the more reliable. If there's just one witness, yeah, that person could lie, could make something up. Yeah, but if there's two, that already becomes more difficult. Let me show you how difficult. Yeah, go to Mark 14. Mark 14 and read 56 to 59. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him, saying, we heard him say, I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another made up without hands. But neither so did their witness agree together.
زیرا که هرچند بسیاری برای شهادت دروغ می‌دادند، اما شهادت‌های ایشان شبیه هم نبودند و بعضی برخواسته شهادت دروغ داده گفتند ما شنیدیم که او می‌گفت من این معبد را ساخته شده به دست را خراب می‌کنم و در 3 روز دیگری را که به دست ساخته نشده بنا می‌کنم.
Of course they are trying to accuse Jesus here. And they're struggling to find two false witnesses whose stories line up. Just two. Now, is it possible to find two false witnesses whose stories do line up?
Now,
answer yes, that is possible. But it's hard. Now, what if there are 5 eyewitnesses that agree? How likely is it that they are false if they all agree? Now, that's very, very unlikely. What if it's 10? Or even more? Yeah, what about if it's 500? Now, what you end up with, if you have that many witnesses, is an extremely accurate account that can be trusted in that this is actually what happened. Now, the Bible is written by multiple eyewitnesses. The Bible is written using eyewitnesses. Yeah, we have the Gospels. Yeah, we just look at the Gospel of Luke. That was based on eyewitness accounts. But we have 3 other Gospels as well. Now, they don't say exactly the same things. Yeah, people tell what stood out to them when they reported it. But they all agree with each other. They all describe the same event, giving some more different details, which actually makes our picture richer of what actually happened. Yeah, in Luke we saw that many people took it into themselves to write down the events that took place. Yeah, and the fact that there are many witnesses proves that what they wrote was actually accurate. Now, even think of it. Yeah, if somebody takes it on upon themselves to write down your life story, It must it won't be forgotten. You must have great accomplishments. Yeah, for somebody to start doing that. Now, of course, Jesus had those great accomplishments.
Yeah,
Jesus was resurrected. Jesus stood out so much that many people were writing down the life of Jesus. Yeah. Now, what also adds to the certainty
of
what Ivan has said is the level of confidence. Now, of course, when Jesus was crucified, we saw that the disciples were scared. They ran away. They denied Jesus. But then 2 weeks later, a few weeks later, yeah, we have these confident witnesses of the resurrection that were willing to die for what they saw.
Go to
Acts 4:13.
Now,
when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
دراز کردن دست خود به جهت شفا دادن و جاری کردن آیات و معجزات به نام فرزند قدوس خود عیسی.
Yeah. Peter and John were bold.
پتروس و یوحنا
Now, why are they bold?
Why were they bold?
They had literally been with the resurrected Christ. They had sat on a beach and eat fish with him. They also knew he died. They were witnesses. And they were willing to die for the truth.
Because
they knew it was true. Yep, you see, having multiple eyewitnesses declaring the same message boldly is an indicator that the message is accurate and reliable. Now, here's the last factor I want to address. And that's the time frame between the actual events and the eyewitnesses sharing about the event. Yeah. The shorter the period in between those results in a more accurate eyewitness testimony. If I need to be an eyewitness of something that happens 40 years ago in my life, I would struggle to get the details right. But if it's been yesterday or last month, I will get those details right without problem. Now, go to Acts 2. Acts 2, 31 and 32. He's seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that this soul, his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses.
او رستاخیز مسیح را پیشاپیش دیده گفت که جان او در عالم مردگان گذاشته نشود و بدن او را فساد نبیند پس همان عیسی را خدا برخیزانید و همه ما شاهدان هستیم.
Yeah, they were witnesses before all these people of the resurrected Christ,
در مورد عیسی که زنده شد,
which they had seen being resurrected 50 days ago,
دیده بودن که 50
days earlier,
50 روز قبلش عیسی مسیح زنده شده.
Jesus had been revealing himself, showing up over the last 40 days after that. And now basically 10 days later we have the day of Pentecost, where they are witnessing of those events. And look what the result is. Verse 41. Acts 2:41. Then they had that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Yeah, from the very beginning, the church exploded, and the story went out. And this was all documented while all those eyewitnesses were there to talk to. They were alive. You could walk up to a Peter, to a John, to one of the witnesses that saw the resurrection and ask. Yeah? This is important because the Bible isn't a document that is written by eyewitnesses during the time that these eyewitnesses were still alive. And he had thousands of followers that could talk to those eyewitnesses. And they probably did. Yeah? What I mean by that is that claims that were made could be verified. Claims could be tested. Oh, you claim that Jesus was resurrected? Yeah. yeah, I saw him be resurrected.
آره من با چشمم
دیدم. قبول
ندارم.
Okay, talk to these other 500.
برو با این 500 تای دیگه صحبت کن.
Here are the addresses, here are the phone numbers.
آدرسشون اینم تلفنشون رو برو صحبت کن.
Yeah, call them up.
به همشون زنگ بزن.
And they could do that. Yeah, except for the phone part.
They didn't have email.
Except for the phone part. Yeah, but they could talk to the witnesses.
میتونستن برن با شاهدا صحبت کنن.
Yeah, the Bible is written by eyewitnesses.
And
according to secular standards, these were reliable eyewitnesses. Why? Because there were many of them that agreed together. Because they were confident in the message. And the message went out very early. Now, having many followers that could verify what the eyewitnesses had seen. Just talking to them. Yeah, so the Bible is a collection of reliable, ancient and historical documents that is written down by eyewitnesses and they testify of the works of God in this world. Go to 2 Peter 1 verse 17 and 18. 2 Peter 1, 17 and 18. 2 Peter 1, 17 and 18. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. So Peter, as an eyewitness, gives here an example of a miracle that he saw. Of the works of God.
Yeah.
We were on that mount. We saw this. I was there. Yeah. This was of God. This was not of man. This was of God. Yeah. Just like all of us, we saw the miracles that Jesus did. Yeah, we witnessed people being healed. We witnessed people being raised from the dead. Yeah, we have been witnessing the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. Yeah, they were given thousands or 1,000 years early. Yeah, we witnessed them fulfilled in detail. Yeah, these words that were written down were not of man. No man can orchestrate this. This is from God. Yeah, these documents are reliable, even from a secular point of view.
Now,
you could choose not to believe on Christ. You could choose not to believe what it says. But you cannot deny
اما نمیتونی
that we have these eyewitness accounts
که این شاهدانی که با چشمان خودشون
دیدن of what Jesus has done and said
کاری که عیسی مسیح کرده و انجام داده چی بوده.
Yeah, because we have ancient and historical documents
چون داستان
that are reliable.
و قدیمی داریم که قابل اعتماد.
This is what happens.
این اتفاق
happens even according to secular standards.
حتی طبق استانداردهای دنیوی.
You might say, what about earlier stories?
شاید داستان‌های زودتر چی؟
What about the story of Jonah and the whale?
چرا داستان یونس و اون ماهی چی؟
Is that a myth?
افسانه؟
Is it just a story?
یا یه داستان واقعی؟
What about the flood of Noah?
طوفان نوح چی؟
What about those stories?
داستان‌های اون چی؟
I could spend a whole sermon proving the flood of Noah from extra biblical sources.
But
let me prove to you that these things really happened in a quicker way. Yeah, let me prove you that Jonah did spend 3 days in the belly of a whale. But a human doesn't fit. Now it wasn't fish that specifically was designed by God for that purpose. The Bible says. Yeah. Now, what is really the foundation of our faith? The answer is Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection. Now, is there doubt about that these things happened?
Now,
even from a secular perspective, there's no doubt.
Now,
if you're not willing to believe the record of the Bible,
then
you have to throw out all of history.
Yeah,
because this is the most reliable piece of ancient document that we have.
Yeah,
but when we do believe what it actually says, as would be logical as well,
yeah,
that Jesus is who he said he was.
Yeah,
that he is God who came in the flesh. Then we also know that all these other stories that are mentioned in the Bible are literally untrue. Why? Because Jesus refers to these stories. He affirms and confirms the story of Jonah. He affirmed and confirmed the flood and Noah. He affirmed and confirmed Moses. And the law. He affirmed and confirmed Adam and Eve.
آدم و حوا هم واقعی بودن.
Yeah, it's all. He affirmed and confirmed the Old Testament.
اعلام کرد و ثابت میکنه در اصل.
Yeah, if the resurrection happens.
اگر زنده شدن.
Which of course we believe it did happen.
و ایمان داریم که اتفاق افتاد.
Which is also what it shows. Because we have a reliable Bible.
Yeah.
By any standard.
با هر استانداردی.
Yeah, because it's a collection of ancient and historical reliable ancient and historical accurate documents.
دقیق و قابل اعتماده.
Yeah, that is given to us by eyewitnesses.
شده به وسیله شاهدایی که در دستمون هست.
Testifying of the works of God in this world.
در دنیا واقعیه.
Yeah, to the fulfillment of supernatural prophecies and the witnesses seeing miracles. Yeah, it means that our Bible is not just an uncannily devised fable. It means that we have the Word of God. Read the last verses of 2 Peter
1:19-20.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place until the dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
و کلام مطمئن‌تر انبیا را نیز داریم که نیکو می‌کنید اگر در آن توجه کنید، مثل چراغی درخشنده در مکان تاریک تا روز بردمد و ستاره صبح بر دل‌های شما طلوع کند. و این را نخست بدانید که هیچ نبوت کتاب از تفسیر خود نبی نیست، زیرا که نبوت به اراده انسان هرگز آلوده نشد، بلکه مردان مقدس خدا به روح القدس متعلق گشته سخن گفتند.
The word of God is reliable, even according to secular standards.
Yeah,
we have the more sure word of prophecy today. According to internal spiritual proof, which we take by faith, and even according to secular reasoning, yeah, having eyewitnesses testifying of the works of God on this world, yeah, based on documents that are reliable and accurate.
کتاب‌هایی که در دستمون هست، عتیقه‌ای که هست و می‌دونیم که تاریخیه و واقعیه. آمین.